commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Again, big thanks to Emma McElhaney and Ronna Haggard, both of the Talk 20 MHK committee, for coming in. If you missed that, a little later today, you can go on our website, go on demand, and you can get caught up on that. But right now, I am here with K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese. Daryl, welcome on this Monday.
Thanks for having me.
And a very important Monday.
Definitely.
The birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., a federal holiday in the nation, and one of the few birthdays. I think it's Martin Luther King Jr. and George Washington and maybe Abe Lincoln. I'm not sure. But there's very few that we recognize the birthdays of in this country. And, of course, very fitting. What does this day mean to you personally? And also just kind of looking at today's climate. And in 2018, what does Martin Luther King Day mean?
For me, Martin Luther King Jr. Day has always been a significant day for me. Just kind of just looking back at the impact and the vision that MLK had just throughout his life. And you look at really what his dream was overall for our nation. And just as just a community, even here in Manhattan, but just really for me as, you know, a Black student leader on campus, it just gives me a lot of hope. It just gives me a lot of vision just to keep on persevering and pressing on towards the goals of, you know, our Black Student Union and the vision that we have, just continue to press into that, just like MLK did. So think about why this day is so significant, especially during, you know, the times we're living in, just in our nation, and, you know, how far we've come. It's always awesome to recall MLK, just because we probably wouldn't be here just in the times we are right now, really starting to talk about equality and diversity if it really wasn't for MLK.
Brady Bowman here with K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese. You want to get involved in the conversation and maybe, listeners, share your thoughts on what this day means to you and share that with us. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Daryl, MLK has such an important history just on this planet, but has a special history to Kansas State, being one of the, I think, the last university he spoke at before he was assassinated in April 4th, 1968. That's a very special thing, I think, for K-State. And it seems like we're really embracing that more and more as the years have gone on.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the great things that makes K-State so amazing, is that when we have a day like Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that we also get to look back on our history as well, knowing that this year makes the 50th anniversary when he spoke at Ahern in front of about 1,000 students. So you just think about, you know, the time that how life was like here at K-State and how we could really share an impact on our K-State community during that time, but also how it's still, you know, breeding that same impact as well during this time at K-State as well.
And especially when you look back on it, I tried to do a little bit of research on that when he did speak, again, almost 50 years ago, crazy to think. But in 1968 was an incredible year in news. There's a great documentary series that CNN has done where they go through the decades. They went through the 50s, the 60s, 70s, or up to the 90s, and that's about as far as they've gotten so far, which is probably good. Even looking back at the 90s, it's still almost kind of one of those things where it's almost still too recent to really understand the historical impact of it. But during the 1960s one, there is one that's themed just going over the year 1968. They don't just go through years 61, 62. They'll just usually go over topics, and that'll kind of be the theme of an episode. But that episode was just on the year 1968, and so much happened. And Dr. King, of course, spoke here at K-State in 1968, and in April, he was assassinated. And that's kind of one thing I kind of want to look at for just a little bit, is that we have such reverence, right, for historical figures like Dr. King and like Abe Lincoln, or looking at Robert Kennedy. But one thing we forget is that the same country that has embraced them, we're also the same country that assassinated them in a lot of ways. And I think that's kind of the difficult balance sometimes of trying to figure stuff out and really digest this is like, how does the same country that praises this man also have folks in this country that went out and killed him?
Yeah, that's really just the reality that we live in. It's really, really unfortunate. But there's always going to be different people who aren't on the same accord when it comes to the issues that he was really fighting for. A lot of people didn't see eye to eye on it. And really the nation didn't see so much eye to eye on it as well. During that time, you think of the climate that he was really going through and pressing through, through the 40s, the 50s, all the way up to the 60s. It's nothing like that we are really facing now. So, and that was really just a lot of stuff he was fighting for is really going against the grain of the really all the overall climate of the nation during that time. So it's tough to see that, looking back on it, it has a tremendous impact on, many, multicultural, students here now, people who feel like they are in the minority as well in America. But that's something that we can't overshadow just due to, people who didn't understand and really the people who also, really went after him and ultimately assassinated him as well. So we just can't let that overshadow just the true impact that he really had.
He did. And you look at some of those last speeches he had, and it was kind of eerie in some ways because he was kind of addressing that in a way where he was addressing, I think, in the speech he gave at K-State 50 years ago, he would kind of mention some of those ideas of feeling like maybe he wasn't going to be around too much longer. It's almost like he kind of felt that in some ways. But you mentioned some of the things he talking about economic freedom, especially so much so that a lot of folks back then, and I don't know, maybe even still, you never know sometimes, would call him a communist and make those sort of charges when really he's just talking about ways to make things better. He had the Poor People's Campaign, which was a big initiative of his organization.
If you just really just think back and just the overall message that Dr. King was trying to portray and get across. Obviously, we know that it was for the discrimination for African Americans throughout the whole entire thing, and just during that time. But overall, if you think about it, just deeper and deeper, his main focus was really equality for all, just making sure that our nation was upholding its creed. That the truth is to be self-evident, that all men were created equal. That was really, really his primary focus was definitely the respect and the needs met of the African-American people here in this nation. But overall, it was really equality and justice for all. So that's something we can't lose sight of as well.
Let's go ahead and take a break. Our second break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more with K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.